This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
IKEA has had to apologize. They introduced a new jerk chicken dish in their UK IKEA stores.
Okay.
But they've been slammed because they made it using the wrong ingredients.
Oh. When I think of IKEA, I think of jerk chicken.
Yeah, Jamaican
it's
cuisine.
It's so bizarre. Like, they're Swedish. That's your Swedish stuff.
Really odd. That's really weird.
They added jerk chicken to their UK menu recently. It includes, like, they do meatballs and hot dogs. All of a sudden, they're going jerk chicken. But then they put it out there, and people tried it and said they couldn't believe it. First of all, they say it's made with the wrong things. The Jamaican dish is traditionally made with pigeon peas or kidney beans and typically cooked in coconut milk and topped with spring onions, none of which they did. They just have some regular white rice. They tossed in some regular peas, and then they got a piece of chicken on the side with a little bit of seasoning on it.
Yeah.
And you're complaining? You're at IKEA.
I know, Lisa. So
weird.
It's exactly how you would assume.
They're complaining against cultural appropriation. That's what people are saying.
Well, you know what it is? They probably just gave the chef one of their little booklets of how to make jerk chicken.
With a little people?
Nothing written. He's looking at a photo like, it looks, I guess, like rice.
That in there?
Well, yeah.
I guess some chicken with some spice.
It says, IKEA is obviously a brand with no diversity around the table. You could have even Googled it and got it right. This is cultural appropriation gone wrong. So IKEA has apologized, saying we are revisiting this dish now.
Well, now they'll just never do anything like that again because you got to bow down.
What kind of world are we living in?
So I know,
it's a really bad. It's a really bad place.
Some people can't cook. Yes. Some people are bad at this.
It's Mother
Effin'
IKEA. It's a Swedish furniture chain.
Like, you just went to a furniture store to eat.
Yeah.
Think about how dumb that is. That's, you don't go to a furniture store to eat.
And they're complaining about it.
That you didn't get good jerk chicken.
The jerk chicken at IKEA
wasn't authentic.
It wasn't very authentic at all.
Where is it in the UK?
In the UK.
IKEA.
A Swedish furniture chain in the United Kingdom. They're eating jerk chicken and complaining about it.
But eventually it's going to be, you're not even allowed to cook. No, eventually you're not going to even be allowed to cook Jamaican food unless you're Jamaican.
Yeah.
Well, that's bull crap.
That's the way. I mean, it's
that's bull crap.
Life is getting crazy.
When you're at your own house, I guess you can do whatever you want.
They say, we're aware our new jerk chicken served with rice and peas created some conversation and in some cases offense. Our intention was to create a dish for many people to enjoy, but we appreciate that we may have got it wrong. We are re-looking at the dish.
Can you imagine you had to write that? The jerk chicken I made caused offense.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah,
we apologize that it started a conversation. It caused offense.
Somebody tweeted, it's literally white rice and garden peas. Did you even Google it? It's Caribbean.
I think Lisa wrote the review.
Lisa captured that essence of that tweet so good.
It did perfectly.
Lisa's white girl tweets all the time. Oh my God.
That was awesome.
Stupid.
Disgusting.
Stop it.
It's crazy that you're like, I'm sorry that food caused offense.
We've really done it this time. We've let down a whole nation.
What is happening?
Insanity. Someone said that's like someone complaining about ordering food from the Olive Garden.
Right. Exactly.
No, honestly,
Chinese food from a Chinese restaurant.
No, because even those, you should get better food at those than a furniture store. It's like about the hot dog at Home Depot.
Home Depot hot dog.
This hot dog isn't as good as other hot dogs.
We understand that our hot dog has caused offense. wasn't the most sensitive hot dog.
You're going to a place that has nothing to do with food.
You should be lucky you even get that there to eat anything.
Right. So the dudes at IKEA were like, oh, Erskinebergen, you're going to want to look at this. Look at this. People are freaking out about that jerk chicken. I knew it. I knew we should have just stuck to meatballs and furniture.
You're going to buy furniture you have to put together for hours, not to buy jerk chicken.
I've never even been in an IKEA. I have no idea. Whenever we talk about IKEA.
A couple times I've been in there, and it's just a madhouse.
I had an anxiety attack in there and I had to leave.
It seems terrible. Like it would give me an anxiety. Every time I hear about it, it's like this
out,
weird Swedish place where they give you meatballs.
It's gigantic, too.
I guess I would have eaten something there, but the line...
Oh, my God.
The line to eat was as long as the line to get in IKEA.
Well, have you been
because
there?
It's super cheap.
They have a restaurant inside?
No.
The checkout down on the lower level where you can get, like, your hot dogs, your cinnamon buns, your bags of meatballs, and some soft.
Yeah, but upstairs they've got a big restaurant.
Upstairs they have a restaurant where you can get, like, salmon and probably this jerk chicken.
But it's super cheap. It's kind of like Costco,
yeah,
right?
It's really
super cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had lunch there more times than I care to admit.
Oh, yeah.
That way.
Something. Lisa Wade done lost her mind. She did. She's pissed
crazy.
About this.
Well,
it's
it
crazy
is.
That
your gas station sushi is deplorable.
Yeah. It wasn't authentic at all. I am offended.
Oh, call this a California roll.
It's just nuts.
I mean, you could say you don't like it. You could say it's bad. It's bland. It's but to put in.
Cultural appropriation. To break down the ingredients of stuff. I mean, how many things can you get in life in like a grocery store that says it's Szechuan whatever pork and it's not, I mean, it's just flavoring.
It's like me walking into an Irish pub. Are you kidding me? Look at this place.
Yeah.
This isn't Ireland, you bastards.
Yeah, like they got their potatoes. They got their potatoes from Idaho.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace.
Can I please do that now?
I want Dave to go to an Irish pub and do that so bad. They're like, we got a guy freaking out. He said we weren't sensitive about our bangers and man. That's cultural appropriation. I'm Irish, we never eat that anything at all.
You hear him?
Yeah.
Our beer is much warmer than that.
You know what, though? I will say this. I've been to Irish pubs. And when you see some of the stuff on the menu, you're like, there's nothing Irish on this.
No. Of course
there's
not.
There's exactly. Nothing.
No.
Because Irish food sucks.
I'll admit it.
It
I love it, but I know most of the population
sucks.
Doesn't, so it wouldn't sell.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But
this
same...
isn't even as bland as it should be. Tonight we take the pubs, man.
This had flavor.
You put salt and pepper on that.
That's all you need. Oh, too much salt, too much pepper.
I love just screaming, this is a disgrace.
Did you boil this meat? I bet you didn't.
Guaranteed they did.
We boil our meat in Ireland.
This beef isn't even carned.
So that's how
it's
ridiculous
crazy.
It is now.
So
that's the
crazy.
Time we're in.
I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah, IKEA can't even make damn jerk chicken.
Wow.
Without pissing people off.
They probably had to fire someone. You know what I mean? They had to fire someone who was like, you want to try some jerk chicken? That was his only idea. And they were like, dude, you know we got to let you go now.
Everybody freaked out.
Sorry, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I love Weird Al so much.
The song that started his beef with Coolio.
Yep.
His beef with Coolio. Al Yankovic is one of the funniest people to ever walk
so
the earth.
So funny. Well, if you had friends in high school with an insanely loud speaker system in their car, everyone had one of those friends. Cops in Ohio pulled over an Amish horse and buggy the other night, about 40 miles east of Cleveland.
What do they do? Have a live band in the back?
It had no joke.
That's how they should have probably done
well,
it. That's how they should have done it, I'm sure, if they wanted to be true Amish.
Yeah.
No, they broke the rules. They had a massive subwoofer system built in.
No, you can't.
To their Amish horse and buggy.
No.
Look at the
pictures. You might as well buy a car then.
Look at the pictures. They're amazing.
Yeah, you're not. Why not just get you a car?
Like, if you're going to use the electronics...
Wow.
The speakers all facing forward,
So obviously they wanted to rock out while they buggied down the road at 8 miles an hour.
Wonder what kind of Amish hits there were.
I know. What were they listening to? I'd love to know.
I bet it was like...
I bet it was hardcore gangster rap.
Yeah, I bet it was.
So. You think? Yeah.
If you're going to get shunned, man, get full shunned.
Yeah, you're right.
Is there such a thing as Amish music?
100%. If there's Amish furniture, there's Amish music.
I've never been familiar. Has anyone in the show heard Amish music before?
I'm going to guess that it's like a bluegrassy style.
A blues traveler plays that.
Oh, that's
song
the Dead
the
South. They're like alternative.
Oh, this is apparently Amish music here. Oh, hold on.
Turn it all the way down.
I think he was cranking this. He's bugging.
I hope they were playing this.
I hope so too.
It would be such a waste of a system.
Wait, it's a huge system.
Wait for that bass
to
kick in.
Is it going to kick in?
No.
No.
It's
Amish. Oh, sorry about the explosion. I just blew him up.
If someone was blasting this, I wouldn't even complain.
This is the Amish wedding song. Let me stop the horse here for a second.
So it's just a lot of communal singing.
Chanting?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Brother Hezekiah and his stupid horse and buggy system again.
Yeah.
How can these people even post it? This shouldn't be on YouTube.
Well, this is an outsider who's come into an Amish wedding and recorded it on their evil electronic device. Oh. I can't stand. Party.
Amish music
seems like really bad chanting music. Like, you know how there are some, like, what is it, Gregorian chanting music where you hear it and you're like, ooh, that kind of sounds cool. Like, there was nothing.
Theirs are just church hymns.
And
that was
good.
Some kind of hymn.
Tom is familiar with this. He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Tom.
Hey, penis.
Penis.
Balls.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
So, my sister moved up to Gladwin from the, Detroit area up to there, and she's one of the only people that's not Amish in her whole town. Oof. The teenagers up there, insane. They're new age Amish. They're not new like old Amish. Days.
New age Amish.
It's a new age Amish.
They can rock out a little bit.
All the time. Wow. I mean, you'll hear it come and you're like, oh, someone from the city, and here comes a horse and buggy. But so, it's totally different. They buy houses up there. They don't make them. And then they just cut the power lines.
So it's about... So
that's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
It's so weird
it's
to
insane.
Me.
It's insane.
So they're like Amish. They're fake Amish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to raise your house.
Yeah, I thought they just built all that stuff. That was their whole thing.
So, I guess the youth, they celebrate their rite of passage and they can experiment with things from around the world. Yeah. But
they're allowed to like DUI. Go.
I watched a thing on Amish. The Amish youth have a rough go, man. Like I think a high suicide rate and stuff.
Well, and I think that they've realized think about it. You've been indoctrinated in a community that lives a certain way for a long time, so they know they can let someone go try something else. But like. It's the same thing with...
the outside world's scary and they come back.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Like if Lisa had to wear that bonnet and dress.
Oh, it's a...
She's not doing it. She'd be depressed.
Yeah, she would.
Right.
I'd be like, no, Lisa. I don't know. We got to get her back.
Well, the truth is, though, that Lisa would have been just mind-numbingly programmed from the time she was born to just raise barns and churn butter.
Yeah.
And everything else is evil.
George is in Fort Myers. Hi, George.
Hey.
You had a comment.
Yeah, I used to live in Ohio, and my ex-wife was a cop, and she actually heard a story about the cops pulling an Amish buggy over, and they told the guy he couldn't be drinking and driving, and he goes, well, I'm not driving, the horse is going, and he'll end up going home. I don't even have to do anything. He wasn't listening to music, but...
Yeah, they'll make it home.
Yeah, like you just jump in the buggy, it's like Uber.
Yeah, and the horse just knows.
Yeah, Uber.
Uber. So, as I said, the speakers in this buggy were facing forward so they could rock out. When cops stopped them about 1 a.m, they abandoned their horse. They left a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra on the roof of their buggy, and they ran off into the woods. Police found several open bottles inside. They towed the buggy to an impound lot. Now they're waiting to see if someone will come forward to claim the horse, but they don't have any. They don't have anyone yet. But again, there's pictures of this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what this pimped-out buggy. Maybe they should do Pimp My Buggy.
There are some pimped-out buggies, I think. I watched a couple of different Amish shows.
You are deep into the Amish. I'm fascinated. Oh, I grew up in Ohio, so I remember seeing them.
Well, what was that reality show? Was it all like
Amish? The Breaking Amish. And that was about the kids that went secular and tried to leave it.
There was that one, but then there was the Amish Mafia
one.
Wasn't that fake?
Yeah, I think that one was
fully fake.
Yeah. I just remember seeing them. What always confused me were the Mennonites, because they were always at Walmart, and I was always like, and they're kind of like the Amish, but
right.
they can do
well. And then that's what I wonder if these guys are actually Mennonite, so they're allowed to rock with giant speakers.
Mennonites have Amish bands. Yeah, Mennonites, and they when I worked at a flea market, there was Mennonites there that would sell their baked goods.
Yeah,
every weekend.
Yeah, they can use electricity.
Okay,
but.
But Amish and Mennonite, different.
Yeah, that
similar,
Rumspringa,
but
though, those kids go out and get annihilated.
Pick up the Rumspringa.
Yeah. How long do they get?
I don't know. If it's like a week. I think it might be just as long as they want, too. Oh. I don't know. Till they feel they got to come back.
Someone texted saying that true, by the book, Amish and Mennonite people are actually forbidden from playing instruments. That's why it's all voices.
Okay.
When we listen to that authentic Amish music.
Well, that's fun.
Isn't it? No instruments.
This rocks. I've listened to him go. He's the biggest rock star in all of Amish.
Imagine that. You set your sights on that. That's like that Russian guy who's like,
you set your sights on being like the biggest Amish rock star?
An instrumentless. Got front row tickets to
that guy's awesome. That Russian dude is awesome.
Makes magic with his mouth. That's your only instrument. What are you talking about? I don't even know.
He was on Russia's Got Talent or whatever.
What would you?
Russia's Got Talent.
Chuck watches so much stuff on YouTube.
Russia's Got Talent.
Like what's like?
We have talent too.
I wish I knew.
Mouth sounds.
Yeah, sure.
Russia have talent. It all goes to Putin.
It's not him. It's the guy's in a crazy getup.
It's like a clown outfit or something, right?
No, see, the mouth sounds is gonna, like, it's a song for sure. He's a Russian pop star now.
Isn't that him?
That's Ukraine's guy. Maybe I don't know. Ukraine.
Him.
No.
I don't know.
It's none of these people. And it might not be Russia's Got Talent. I just know that he was on some Russian singing.
Oh, okay.
It's like he uses his tongue. People have probably texted it in already. They probably know already what I'm talking about.
Russian tongue singing.
Russian tongue singing.
Yeah.
Vitas.
People know who I'm talking about.
I guess they do.
Vitas Got Talent. There you go. Bam.
Ring a bell?
Okay, let's see here.
And now watch, like, one of his...
Is this him? It says Vitas.
Yeah, this isn't the one I'm talking about, though.
Oh, my God. How many are there?
Well, you got to see him in his full getup. There's, like, a concert with him in his full getup. He's got a famous...
Look up Chum... This one. Chum Drum Bedrum.
Yeah, okay. Chum Drum Bedrum. Look it up.
Chum Drum Bedrum.
That's his big song. There it is.
Okay.
Wow, it came right up.
Of course it did. This is it. Yeah, here we go.
This is what Chuck was obsessed with.
I remember this now. I remember Chuck showed us this.
What? Chuck, what are you doing?
Wait,
what's happening?
Was this before?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing this.
That's the laughing part of the number.
I've never seen this.
Me neither.
What's wrong
with
this guy?
This is the best in Russian music.
It's like Lady Gaga, Marilyn Manson's love child.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
No, he's not.
This is Russian. Look at the video, Lisa.
Look at what's happening.
I love it.
Look at that arm move.
That's the craziest suit he's wearing, too. It's like... looks like he's got Cerebro on.
I know. It's weird, right?
It's creepy.
See, it's hard to do. That's why he's a superstar. Well, good luck, because now that's all you'll be singing.
Back to the Amish for a second. Kurt's in Tampa. You can speak to this, right, Kurt?
Yeah, I used to run a nightclub in Sarasota, and Sarasota has a big Amish community that comes down from up north all the time. And those kids are crazy. Girls do all kinds of stuff. The guys get drunk and drugs and all kinds of things. I've had them throw bricks through our windows after they get so drunk and all kinds of stuff. They are nuts.
Because that's like some of their first rounds with alcohol, right?
Yeah, it rounds with everything. They just blow up and do whatever they want to do.
So this is the Rumspringa.
Yeah, it's a Rumspringa.
Yeah, this is, and down Sarasota, it's huge for these kids.
Huh? All right.
Man, but then they always go back.
Well, not all of them, I'm sure.
Just about.
Some of them, the ones that don't come back, they get shunned.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you walk away from your family. It's like, there's a lot of different religious type of sects that do this exact same thing. Like, if you try and leave Scientology, then you never...
Well, you get shunned.
You know, they tell your family they can never talk to you anymore. And
I love the name Rumspringa.
It's
fun to say.
It's fun to say.
Brandon's with us. Hey, Brandon, what's your comment?
Hey, Ripcord, guys. What's going on?
Ripcord's up.
So about 10, 15 years ago, I used to live in Pennsylvania, and my dad was in law enforcement, and around that area where all the Amish was, the buggies had Harley-Davidson stickers on them, and that was kind of odd. Ended up, an investigation was opened up on them, and they were using the Amish kids before they made their commitment to that lifestyle or whatever to go run and do all their biker gang activities, selling drugs and whatever it was that happened. But it was just so odd. You go down there and you see Harley-Davidson stickers on these horse and carriages.
Holy smokes. Biker gangs enlisted the Amish?
Wow, exactly. Nuts.
The Amish youth.
That's crazy.
Because they could probably fly under the radar. It's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
You wouldn't suspect them.
That's insane, man.
Yeah, like if I was going to run moonshine or something like that.
In the back of a buggy.
Yep.
God damn. Make a streaming show about that.
It's probably what they tried to do with that Amish mafia, but it just was weirder.
That was just so fake.
It was so bad. Yeah.
Is that Russian singer guy still alive?
Probably not. You think I know all of the inner workings of this, man?
Well, you seem to know a lot about him.
I hope so.
Someone said, Lady Gaga's weird. Russia, hold my vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. He's like,
no, this guy's got to be alive still.
Yeah.
I'm not sure his
what is
real
his name.
Name?
Vita?
Vita's opera.
Oh, he does like opera singing too.
Yeah, but does he always do the tongue thing? Is that his thing? I don't know. Is real
or was it just one song? Was it
real?
Put your spacesuit on.
So much different.
Can somebody get him some vodka?
The chicks, Russian chicks love this guy.
They do?
Why wouldn't they? His tongue work is impressive.
I don't think he loves the Russian chicks.
No. Russian guys love him.
Putin taught him how to sing.
He's like the alien from The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
You ever seen that scene?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the alien from The Fifth Element.
Well, call me Bruce Willis.
Yep.
Hey, Bruce Willis.
Listen to the crowd just going insane for Vita.
This is...
I've never heard man sound so much like woman.
Yeah. He died.
Lisa's
going real dark on this one.
Did they kill him?
His Vita's dead.
Carbon monoxide poisoning?
Oh, he just killed himself.
Putin's
dead. He probably didn't.
Putin's the best singer.
He died in 2001.
He's dead.
He's been dead since 2001?
Oh, wait, no.
What? His mother died in 2001.
His mother died in 2001.
I was like, oh my God.
I was going to say 2001.
How did Vita's die? Carbon monoxide poisoning. He died. No, it's a different person.
It's a different person.
That's an American tennis player, Vitas Gerlaitis.
Vitas lives. I was like, did he say he was a better singer than Putin or something?
Oh, don't say that.
You breathe in deep.
You just say, well, there's only one person who sings better than me.
And then there's Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, this Vitas is still with us.
Okay, Thank goodness we can go see him.
A tennis player is dead.
Tennis player dead.
The other Vitas.
The other Vitas.
And he is married to a lady, Svetlana Gretschkova.
How hot is she?
Let's look her up. He's 40. Wow, he doesn't look, unless those videos were really old.
Well, I think they're older, but.
Let's look up Svetlana. That's wife. That's all we did.
That's all. Just a shirt.
Is that her?
That's them.
That's them.
He's always got very
Vitas shirt.
He's got very spacey outfits.
Should I get a Vitas shirt?
You brought him to our attention.
Vitas is out of control.
Yeah, the man dresses like he's from the future.
He does.
Because he is from the future.
I don't want to look weird. Just give me princess crown, a wrestling singlet, a blue coat, and shoulder pads.
Look at his getup. It's just wild.
Something's playing, but it's not playing. That's so weird.
In the background, isn't it?
No, it's this
one. You can't turn it off.
Okay, I'm just going to turn it off.
Yeah, one cannot stop Vitas. That's nuts.
If you want to see, by the way, this Amish buggy that was pulled over with this massive speaker system in it, you can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. But I hate you for that Russian song.
Is it in there? He's incredible.
I hate
his second best singer in the
Russia. Second best singer in Russia. Mm-hmm. Second.
Only to Putin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Putin didn't have voice of angel. He chooses not to sing.
Putin has sung before at events, hasn't he?
Does Putin sing?
Putin sings.
I thought Putin has sung.
Putin can do anything.
Putin sang in front of everybody.
Putin's an athlete. Mm-hmm. Putin can sing.
Yes.
Putin's the greatest. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You better clap when he sings.
He's amazing at piano, too. Let's look at him.
He plays like a child.
Don't you say that.
Like a child
and
prodigy.
Dad, don't ever. You can't go to Russia now.
Like a child prodigy.
You can't go to Russia.
That's right.
And it sings like an angel.
There we go. You better like this. Everybody clap.
Yes, what is going on? This is Vladimir Putin.
I found my field.
No!
Yes.
Oh, Blueberry Hill.
Come on!
Blueberry Hill?
What?
It's real.
It's real.
When better smile and clap. He is so good at singing.
He knows that everybody's got to like it.
Oh my God.
See, those
are the only ones in my hair.
Kevin Costner's giving him a standing ovation.
My dreams came true. In the real place, love's sweet melody.
But other celebrities there.
We're listening to Vladimir Putin sing Blueberry Hill.
I can't.
And I have no idea what's going on
right
now.
Is this like a video mashup, combining two different videos?
I don't think so.
There.
Yeah, was it Kurt Russell right next to it, too? Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
It was a charity fundraiser.
It was a charity fundraiser. This was this in the States, though?
Oh.
Because didn't he come to the States?
I can't see all those people going to Russia.
Better than Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrills.
This one's for you, Goldie.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, he's not. He's not afraid to croon it out.
Is that Sharon Stone? That's Sharon Stone.
That RT is like some kind of Russian media.
Yeah, it's funded in whole or part by the Russian government.
In whole by them, for the most part, not on record.
Was that Trump's daughter?
No, that was a backup singer.
No,
that was one of his backup singers.
Dude, what a crazy night for Goldie and Kurt.
They seem to be enjoying themselves, standing up and clapping.
Yeah. They had to.
Well, they're probably paid handsomely.
Whoa. You're right. Russia probably paid them to be there.
Paid.
Have the Russians gotten to Kurt and Goldie?
Of course. What do you think?
The Russians have gotten to Kurt and Goldie! Really?
It wasn't just them at this thing.
America's Dream Team.
Did you see all the other celebrities that were there?
Kevin Costner. Sharon Stone.
Oh, my
Sharon
God.
Sharon Stone.
Any washed-up celebrity they can pay to come to Russia.
There had to have been a meeting where they're like, CIA. Like, they're like, the Russians have gotten to Kurt and Goldie.
No, honestly, I watched some documentary about Putin that was on Netflix, I think. And I might be getting this wrong, but I thought he came to the States and like won this whole group of people. He won a bunch of people over.
Hmm.
He's a charmer.
And I can't remember.
Step one, get to Kurt and Goldie.
Like,
Step two,
it was here.
Take over the world.
Yeah, I want to know what. It was for children's cancer research. It was in St. Petersburg. Russia, not Florida.
Okay.
And when the show's MC asked him to sing, he didn't want to at first, but she finally talked him into it.
And talked Putin into it, huh?
It's from 2010.
Yeah.
I guarantee crowd. No one talks him into anything. So he was supposed to sing.
Gerard Depardieu, Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, Kevin Costner, Sharon Stone, Monica Bellucci, Mickey Rourke, all in attendance.
Kurt and Goldie.
He learned Blueberry Hill as part of his English studies, apparently.
Kurt and Goldie have fallen.
We've lost Kurt and Goldie.
They're the only reason I believe in love.
Well,
the blueberry has fallen.
The blueberry's been juiced.
Yep, so I knew he sang.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I can't believe we haven't seen that before.
I found my tune.
No, I watched a truly terrifying documentary about the man.
He's a terrifying
guy. Oh, yeah.
It's a horrible individual.
Sure. Dude, he was in the cave. Oh, I don't want to talk about him too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be there like, Blueberry Hill!
Yeah.
Oh, Putin's such a good singer, isn't he, Kurt? Isn't he, Goldie?
You got it.
Kurt, Goldie!
Kurt Goldie, isn't this awesome?
Kevin!
They're standing up. Come on.
That was wild.
I will say,
Putin jokes away from being there clapping for him.
This was at the beginning, though, before people like knew anything about him. You know, so I think this is like a long time ago,
2010.
So he sounds like Gru from Despicable Me when he sings.
Who says this about me?
Yes, let me show you very, very high buildings.
You think I'm despicable, eh? All right.
Come up with me.
Let us take the elevator to tip it up.
I'll show you Blueberry Hill.
Oh. That's crazy. He did it.
The whole song.
That's crazy. He's...
You're at a loss for words.
I really am, dude.
It is hilarious, but he really did do...
He
did a thing where it was like he was trying to come across as like the coolest and most macho guy ever, and it worked.
Yeah.
And like it worked in Russia.
Oh, that's crazy. New sitcom idea, Andy goes to Russia.
No, I probably
shouldn't.
Well, he said too much.
Yeah. I've said way too much.
Yep.
I'll be there with Kurt and Goldie and the rest of them.
Kurt Goldie.
Andy Green. Kurt and Goldie, we got to get out of here. You're Kurt Russell, man. You're Snake from Escape from L.A.
He's like, that was a movie.
What?
That's Vladimir Putin.
God damn it, Kurt.
He's singing Blueberry Hill. You get off your ass, stand up, and you'll clap right now. You'll clap.
Putin, yeah! Blueberry Hill!
Keep clapping, God damn it, or he will kill you.
Oh, Blueberry Hill! That's amazing! What a macho! Amazing, intelligent, talented man!
When he takes his shirt off, you just look at him stunned.
Built like a god! He's definitely 7'3". There's like somebody left during that. You know,
someone left.
Somebody go to bathroom during Blueberry Hill. Killed him.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
Why you leave?
I can't believe this is the only time he sang. Though he has to have
no other time.
No, I think he sang the national anthem too.
Oh, look at him! I have coolest coat.
Okay.
Our polar ice regions lay our forests and our fields.
Well, he's singing.
Unique in the world, you are one of a kind, you.
It's a song about Putin.
He plays piano? What can he not do? The answer is nothing.
That is the only... Oh, wait, he sings a Soviet song about space with some students here.
Space.
He is not afraid to sing.
Oh, wait, here he goes.
He's not wearing...
What?
He's very good. He's very, very good.
What did you say?
He's amazing. Jesus Christ.
So loud.
That was close.
Almost Kurt and Goldie.
Jeez. Jeez, don't be stupid. He's real good. He's really... He's a dynamic performer.
Oh, my brilliant. God. He's good.
Incredible. There's a car parked outside.
There is. And here comes a creepy van.
Bring me this chubby green bean.
We make stair lifts. Yeah, yes. That's what we do. I'll park right here.
Now I sing for you while I shoot bullets at your feet.
Oh, my God.
There's a man who kind of looks like Putin outside.
It's him, dude.
That's you're right.
There he is.
Yeah, that was fast.
Does
he have a giant stogie? Yeah. That guy has got a giant stogie.
What's going on out there? We have a fake Vladimir Putin.
Green
bean to be done with work about an hour and a half.
Cleaning his car.
Yes, he's getting it ready. I put tarp down for green.
That's all that needed to happen right there. We all know what's really.
They just play this, and the closest Russian comes to take
exactly.
You.
I know, dude. I'm going. It's gonna be a bad day today. I know it.
Keep your eyes open.
I will. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I'm here with Kurt Russell. Dion. Putin has us. Putin has us. Putin has you, Andy.
Yeah. Putin has me. Right after the show.
Yeah, you are his.
Andy Green. Oh, God, I gotta go, guys. Listen, you gotta do something. Come out there and get that camera. I'm in goddamn Moscow, man. It's brutal. Do you know Kurt Russell in real life's a huge pussy?
Get out there. Putin plays accordion.
Oh, God, they're making me play accordion.
Listen to Putin play accordion. Tell him how good he is.
That's so good, Putin. Oh, that's the best. You're the finest. You're basically Tool, dude. Yeah, I dig it. I'm sorry about all that. Can I get some clothes?
Tell him how good he is.
He's so good. Please get some
dance to the music.
Can I get some underwear, please?
Maybe.
Please, Putin.
Maybe.
I'm so hungry.
Put them back in cage. Bring me Goldie, hon.
They took Goldie, Kurt.
Kurt's like, I don't care. I don't really care. I'm just
God damn it, Kurt! You let me down. You're in big trouble, Little China. You can't even get us out of Moscow.
Well, we're in big trouble in big Russia.
Yeah,
right now.
We're big trouble in big Russia. You're right. I don't have any underwear on, Kurt.
Neither do I. God damn it!
I'm nude as the day I was born, Kurt. In Russia. Earlier this morning, I was doing jokes on the radio.
I have underwear on. Imagine what I had to do.
How did you get those, Kurt? I'm going to have to kill you and take your underwear.
I gave Boone and RJ.
Oh, God.
That's how you do it, huh?
Yes. While he plays accordion.
Oh, I'll have to talk to him about that. Great job.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Oh, my God. Boy, did I speak too soon on your talent.
Woof! Right. Be careful, Andy. It's going to happen.
That was wild. That car pulled up.
Yes, it was.
It's probably those movies are huge in Russia right now. Big Trouble in Little China, whatever.
The Overboard.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Overboard.
Right.
Overboard.
Right. Yeah, what was that? There was the football movie that she was in, right?
There was the one where her and that other one were like, they're like rock sluts. The sisters, the slutty sisters.
Slutty.
First Wives Club.
The Banger Sisters.
Death Becomes Her, the Banger Sisters. That's too recent. He's going back. It's just,
yeah,
they're like, it's probably Overboard from 1987 with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, but yeah. She was in a football movie.
We bring you the biggest
Private Benjamin.
Oh.
Wildcats?
Wildcats.
Great movie.
Great movie. So many famous people in Wildcats.
But these are probably just popular in Russia now. That's why he wanted them there. Yep. Like Kevin Costner. It's probably like old school Kevin Costner
movies. I bring
movies.
What you call star power. Two biggest celebrities in all of the world, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
You're so good. Can I please have some underwear? Maybe a t-shirt, a long t-shirt?
Maybe. Back in cage.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There is, they say, the world's smallest stripper. How big do you think she is?
4'8".
9 inches tall.
Nine inches.
She's like
the size of a wiener.
9 inches tall.
The size of some people's wieners.
9 inches.
9 inches.
Notice how that just rolled off his tongue.
I would say, okay, think about four. What did I say? 4'9"?
4'8"?
Probably too tall.
Well, those are like two, three feet, right? Like is like a mini me if there's a.
Let's say 3'10". You're off by a foot.
A foot, 2 foot.
4'10". 2'10".
What?
2'10".
What?
The world's smallest stripper is 2'10", and they just did like a little mini documentary on her on this thing called Barcroft TV. She's 30 years old. She's from Colorado. Her name is Cassandra Canada.
We gotta watch her.
Oh, we do. And this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what the world's smallest stripper looks like. You can go
get her to
there.
Dance on Dave?
No.
I always like to get away from, you know, everyday life. Not that I couldn't do an everyday 9-to-5 job.
It's terrifying.
But being little, I was able to become the world's smallest stripper. Who can say that?
Nope. Everything about this terrifies me.
My donger would look huge.
Okay, all right.
I guess your donger would do pull-ups.
Are you ready? You excited to be here?
Watch, you better hurry before that dog pulls you right out of there.
I am the world's smallest exotic dancer.
Ooh, she's small, huh?
I go by Sassy Cat.
She's 2'10".
I travel the country to different gentlemen's clubs and perform my shows, doing acrobatics, climbing the pole, just having an adventure. I am 2'10" tall and I'm 30 years old.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
The dwarfism that I have is called cartilage hair hypoplasia, also known as CHH for abbreviation. That type of dwarfism is very rare. Not many people in the country have it.
Ugh. This is where you and me are sleeping, Marley.
My dwarfism affects my hips.
They put her in a cupboard, guys.
I sleep in a cupboard, man.
Like, I'm not kidding. They just open a cupboard, and she's like, this is where we're sleeping, little dog.
She's got to be able to get in there. It's got to be
able to They just retrofitted a cupboard.
Distances is hard for me. I can still do my acrobatics and start handstands and climb.
Look at her with luggage.
as far as daily things, I can still do the things that somebody 5.5 feet can do. I just have to work a little bit harder and get things that will adapt to my height.
Yeah, I'm going to get you food in a minute, Mr. Whitey Pants.
You better watch that dog doesn't eat you.
Winter dog could turn.
I first started dancing when I was 19 years old.
Oh, man. Jesus. I don't want to see that butt.
An agency reached out to me, and they said, would you like to join our company, travel the world to different clubs, and make money? And at 19 years old, I was like, hell yeah, of course.
Here I go.
Not going to make much of a splash.
You know, and that's kind of how it all started. I didn't choose this job. I was asked to do it.
Ah, I got a mouth on you.
She's a stripper.
They got to put more stuff on a lower shelf for her. Is that her man?
I try to
I think it might be.
Career life separate from my family life. You know, I'm still me because my job doesn't define who I am as a person, but we don't talk about it. You know, we're up at the cabin right now just having fun time with my little cousins.
Everybody's hungry, right?
Yeah.
Yep. What am I making?
Egg burritos with some steak.
Well, they put her on a little chair so she can get up to the stove. Get up there somehow. Jeez. But good for her.
Yeah.
Yes. How does your mom feel about it?
She has her own journey. It's not my journey.
My family was very scared and nervous for me
doing
this. But I always had, you know, somebody to travel with me.
She's raking it in, dude.
From the moment Cassie was born, she was a little spitfire. She was the child that would go right up to the line and step over it.
Okay, who wants the first one?
My father, he is about 6 feet tall. My mother, I'd say an average woman's height. And my sister, who's also little, same type of dwarfism. She's just about 3 feet tall.
No, you can't eat this, Marley. Mine.
Me and my sister, I'd say we are complete opposites. As far as, you know.
Her sister's not there.
Her sister is there.
Oh, where
she was at the end of the table. She did not look happy to be there.
What does her sister do?
She's an accountant.
Being the world's smallest dancer and her being the world's smallest minister.
Her sister is the world's smallest minister?
No, that's why she doesn't look happy.
Like my stripper sister.
Doing a documentary on
one of them's.
Yes.
And then the other one's on the.
Yes. A blast from
fire and brimstone.
Little angel and little devil.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of trying to become ordained. My sister is an exotic dancer, and that is the path she chose, and I don't really know why she chose that path, but I love her, and I support her. I don't always agree with the decisions she makes, but she doesn't always agree with the decisions I make, and that's part of being siblings. You look out for each other, you try to protect each other, and so, you know, I worry about her, and she worries about me.
I think you know why I decided to just jump on.
That is her man, isn't it?
That's her man.
Such a dude, yeah.
It's because it'd be fun. You know, I always like to get away from, you know, just everyday life, you know, and this was a chance to do that.
Oh, 100%.
A chance to make money.
Oh, get her on that surfboard. That's terrible.
That's almost not fair.
Nope.
Oh, jeez, get her on.
I have met a lot of celebrities.
There she goes.
Performed on stage with Snoop Dogg.
There she is with Snoop Dogg. I guess she turned down offers to do porn, saying that wasn't something she wanted to do her life.
Well, that porn chick makes a fortune, too.
Even in one club in Vegas wanted her to come out in a diaper and bonnet, and she refused to do that. She has her standards, she says.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
She's been dancing for about 11 years now, and she would like to continue doing it as long as she can. She says she makes great money.
Yeah. I'm sure she makes great money because when you're at a strip joint or whatever and then that girl comes out, I mean, the place, I bet, just goes crazy. She does all the tricks. She can do all the flips and the twerking her butt.
Well, she owns the world's smallest stripper. So
she owns that title.
Something. That is something. So, Anonymous with us, you saw the world's smallest stripper that we're talking about here.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa. Hey. I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Oh, that's so nice.
I went to a strip club in Hollywood, and she was advertised as the world's smallest stripper. Mm-hmm. So, like, I went there with a group of friends because one of my friends worked there, and everyone was having fun, like throwing money on the strippers. And then as soon as like the world's smallest stripper got on stage, it was just so awkward, silent. Like no one was throwing money. It was just the most uncomfortable thing ever.
So the difference, like Chuck thought people would go crazy when she came out. You say the reaction was opposite.
No, it was, like, really awkward and uncomfortable. The only people throwing money on her were, like, some of her, like, midget stripper friends were there, and they were throwing money on her. Other than that, it was just, like, everyone was dead silent. Like, no one was even, like, moving or speaking.
Oh, no.
My, that's not the reaction I thought.
Yeah, right. I know. It's different neither. In your head.
It is.
Yeah.
Than the actual.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Jeez. Rained on our tiny parade. With the truth.
The truth.
The truth of it.
Truth can sting. It has a bite to it.
Maybe it's not like that everywhere.
Well, she had to get paid a bunch probably just to go there.
Yes.
So they're probably
assuming.
But it is.
And I will say this. I don't think that if I was the world's smallest stripper, I wouldn't want to go to a strip joint where it's like small stripper night. I'd want to be the only one. I'd want it to be a totally normal night until I come out. Like, maybe they had already seen a bunch of little strippers, and then she comes out with a limp because she has the limp.
Mm.
I don't know.
Someone said, I tried renting a tiny stripper for my wife's bachelorette. He was $650 an hour. They make bank.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to.
So a male stripper, tiny stripper, tiny dancer.
Little tiny dancer.
Mm-hmm. Dancer actual. For money.
Dancer.
He's actually a tiny dancer for money.
He's a tiny dancer for money.
I think he's getting two songs mixed.
Yeah, it's two songs.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, private dancer. Private dancer, dance for money, and tiny dancer.
Yeah.
He's my tiny dancer. My dancer for money.
And, quite calm.
Watch your one man out there.
Sometimes I've been to bikini bars where just, you know, you got to wear full bottoms. You can't take off your top. Some clubs have been topless and some have been nude. I've done them all. I do a lot of pole work in my shows, gymnastics, you know, cartwheels, handstands. There are, you
She's
know, certain things that
shape.
I won't do.
Yeah.
I have been offered, you know, to
Where's
be a porn
lady?
Star, and I
Look at that lady.
The canoe lady.
That's just a stranger.
That's Barb.
Who's like, who just
She's
rolled
out
up.
For like a leisurely time
what
on the lake.
Hades.
Oh my God. She's like, what
in the holy hell?
It's just a curly-haired lady in the background just digging a canoe
but
ride.
You can tell that she's
ride.
Just an old kayaker.
Yeah.
No relation.
No idea they're filming a midget stripper documentary right now.
I don't know why, but they're
it's
the...
Not
she was just floating in the back. It stopped her, like...
I love them.
It stopped her with her canoe kayak. Oh, there she is again. Barb!
One club in Las Vegas.
There's dogs. She's in the middle of the lake.
Tide's bringing Barb in closer to the
world. Someone go get her.
Come out on stage in a diaper and bonnet.
Someone get her, quick.
Tied a little rope to it.
She's floating right out there.
Yeah, she's floating out to sea.
Oh, hell no. That is highly inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Barb was
a weird day on the lake.
You're never going to believe what I saw.
Barb, what did you see?
I saw like a baby. They dressed the baby up in a bikini, but this baby had long hair and tattoos. And then the baby started to do handstands.
Barb, you're
and
kidding.
Then, no, I swear
Barb,
to God.
Have you been
listen,
drinking again?
Yes, of course I have.
Barb.
But I'll tell you, this is the goddamn honest truth.
Listen,
it's not a vision.
You,
it's not some kind of mirage that I saw.
Hey,
I saw a baby woman.
I saw can't a tiny. Take the kayak out when you've been drinking.
I'm going to take the kayak out when I'm drinking because I'm always drinking. I swear to God, you go out there right now, you're going to find there was a film crew. There was a tiny little woman or man,
Barb,
whatever it was, upside down on his hands.
Stop it, Barb.
Couldn't have been more than a foot tall. Maybe a foot if she was lucky. And she was, she floated out to sea.
Barb, that's enough.
She floated out to
You're
sea.
You're talking nonsense.
I wish it was nonsense. I'll never shake it.
The tiny lady of the lake.
I thought about saving her, but then I realized, nah. Better this way.
I want to see that lady again.
No. Well, the tide ripped her in closer. You get a real good look at Barb.
Yeah, Barb. Barb came cruising up.
Yeah.
Want to do with my life. I have plenty of porn star friends. They're great people, and I love them.
There's some Barb.
What in the Christ?
Try to get
what is it? I got it.
You got really close.
I tell you what, I went in for a closer look. It was so wild. I went in for a closer look. I had to see what this child was up to. It wasn't a child. The chick was 30. They put her on a surfboard and launched her out in the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean.
I couldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't. This is why I kayak, to be honest. It's why I do it. You never know what you're going to see.
I had to tweet out a picture of this so you can see Barb and the world's smallest stripper. Again, the video's up at DavidCheckTheFreak.com, but we'll tweet out a picture so you can see Barb, who we've been talking about here.
Jesus,
Barb. And enjoy it.
She doesn't look like a Barb.
She does look totally like a Barb.
That's a Barb.
It's funny because Barb is laughing in this one, but the first one, she's so confused.
Well, she thought she got some bad wine or something. What is this, absinthe?
What am I drinking?
Pure LSD? What the hell is this stuff? I thought it was just vodka. Apparently it's hallucinogenic.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.